If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. What's up, everybody? If you are listening to this on the podcast, make sure you check out the YouTube video. I think it'd be very valuable for you. And I wanted to do this because I think this is real life proof that entrepreneurship is not a cakewalk. I think everybody believes that being an entrepreneur is so easy, so glamorous, so exciting. But let me show you something that's not so exciting. And I'll explain this to all of you on the podcast. Right now, I'm recording from the roof of one of the properties we own. If you look back there, that is a big old leak that's going down into one of the offices. Over here, just finished clearing some rocks on the roof with that shovel, because another big old leak running down the hallway towards Main Street, so that direction. And I think people fail to realize that when you do start anything or you run your own thing, there's nothing glamorous about it. That's what really pees me off a little bit. And it doesn't really necessarily pee me off, but I want people to understand that, for example, if you go to school for entrepreneurship, they don't teach you in entrepreneurship that you're gonna have to stand on top of your office building roof at times in the snow and rain and fix the leaks because nobody will come and fix it. They don't explain to you when you run a company, you're constantly solving other people's fires and you're constantly putting out other people's fires. And Sean or Leroy, whatever your name is, I'm actually up on the roof of one of our properties that we own, and as you can tell, clearing the rocks from the roof because we have leaks. And I just want people to really understand that if you're gonna take on responsibility, you better be willing to follow through with what you take on. So to be more specific, I had meetings today for one of our other companies, and I've been looking forward to those meetings all week. But if I would have dropped the eight ball on this specific thing, which is our real estate project, if I would have not shown up, number one, a bunch of our tenants would have been really peeved because they would have had water in all their offices. And on top of that, our other tenants would have been super upset because the hallways were full of water. So I needed to make sure I didn't drop the eight ball on my current project so I could succeed in my future projects. I'm over here on Main Street. You guys can take a look there. Beautiful Main Street, Hopkins. Sorry, everyone on the podcast, you're not going to be able to see this, so check out the video. But really, to sum things up, no matter what you do, whether you read books on entrepreneurship, whether you take courses, whether you listen to these gurus that have Ferraris, you also have to make sure you do it on your own, because until you do it on your own, you will never understand how much sacrifice you have to put in. You will never have to understand how flexible you have to become. You'll never understand that the things that you solve on a daily will still need to be solved again in the future. So there's only one way to learn that, and that's to just jump in. And I'm not gonna tell you, like every other entrepreneur, to go do entrepreneurship, go start your own company. Because the thing is, I think you need to be self-aware enough to know if you really have it in you. You have to understand if you can be an entrepreneur. if you can be that person that people constantly depend on, if you can change your entire day's plan to sit on a roof and shovel rocky snow around just to find a small little leak, that's what you have to decide. If you have it in you to sacrifice a lot, sacrifice comfort, sacrifice, well, your look. I mean, come on, look at me. I got a snowmobile suit on. I'm sitting here on a roof, and and I have to go around to all of the tenants and say, I'm really sorry for ruining your office, for making it all wet, for not doing things properly in the first place, not having the roof fixed right away. It's important. You have to put in a lot of work. And I just thought that this was a real life moment that I could share with all of you. So have a wonderful day. If you're interested in entrepreneurship, pursue it, but understand you're gonna have major setbacks, and enjoy those setbacks or else you'll never make it. Have a great day, bye.